How are you, Chief?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. When you hear about a fire, do you send someone over there, or do you get a report on that, or you just let your staff handle that?
Definitely our staff handles that. Our patrol officers are out there directing traffic this morning and making sure our commuters are able to get to work safely.
Well, I wanted to get your take on Mayor Virg Bonero's proposal for the budget last night. It was not good news at this point in time. If you look at the worst-case scenario for the police and fire departments, which could see as many as 100 layoffs of the proposed 130, what's your take on that?
Tony, you're absolutely correct. It was a very, very sad day at the Lansing Police Department yesterday. This is a very, very bad news, and we are concerned. We've got great people that work here at the Lansing Police Department, and it's very difficult to tell them you may be losing your job with 5, 6, 7, 8 years of experience on the department.
What's that do for morale?
I'm sorry?
What's that do for morale?
That absolutely kills morale, Tony. They're dejected. They're walking around with their heads down. They're very concerned, and they understand that what the mayor announced last night was the worst case scenario, but it doesn't make people feel very good.
Do you have to have a meeting with folks and talk to them about, what the mayor said and what may happen and what may not happen, or do you just kind of wait this out?
No, absolutely, Tony. I've talked to them yesterday quite a bit. I've talked to them with phone calls and in person. Also, the leadership team is talking with people. We've got meetings set up to try to keep our employees as informed as possible. And you're right, a big part of it is wait and see.
So, how many staff do you have are on staff for the Lansing Police Department?
How many cabinet members or how many captains do I have? Is that your
Well,
question?
how many police do you have, whether they're out on the road, captains,
Sure,
whatever?
sure. I have 219 sworn officers this morning, and that includes myself and two captains in that count. So we have a total of 219.
So if you lose 50, just throwing a number out there, is it possible to maintain the same kind of coverage, the same kind of service to provide the same kind of safety for the city of Lansing?
Definitely, it will be a major impact. It will definitely affect our services. Right now, Tony, we're putting out approximately 17 to 19 officers out on patrol, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And those numbers will reduce to at least 13 to 15. We will eliminate our school resource officers, our neighborhood watch officers. We'll see a decrease in our detectives. We'll see a decrease in our special operations. And those are the folks that go out and do the drug investigations and enforce the quality of life complaints that we get so many in our neighborhoods. And also, we'll see a reduction in our community policing officer staff. So it'll be huge, along with the elimination of the traffic unit slash motorcycle unit. So you can't not help but impact services.
How do you handle this? Because I know you have experience with this. Okay, Chief, here you are. This is the budget. You're going to lose this amount of officers. How do you situate the schedule and how things work and coverage and detectives and all that?
Absolutely, Tony. We look at what our core functions are, and we want to make sure that when someone calls 911, that we respond, and we will continue to do that. And that's what it will be, delivering core services, core functions to the citizens of Lansing. And we're going to have to prioritize. It's going to be difficult, but we'll just be answering the basic 911 calls, core functions, and investigating the major crimes. And some of the other stuff, if these cuts come to fruition, will go by the wayside.
Well, it sounds like I can tell from your voice that there is a lot of concern here, and this might be the biggest challenge that the department has faced.
Definitely, in my 24 years here at the Lansing Police Department, I've never seen anything like this, and this is a just a you know, somebody said it last night on television, this is just pretty sobering, and this is going to be a challenge for us.
Now, should the millage, which is proposed, and the voters have to vote whether to put it on the ballot, should that pass, you're still going to suffer some losses, but not nearly as many as you would face at this point in time.
That's accurate, Tony. That is correct.
So when would the change come into effect? Let's just say that the budget fail or the millage proposal fails, and this is the way it's going to be. When would this take effect?
July 1st, Tony.
All right.
This budget goes into effect July 1st.
Jeez, I feel like the bearer of bad news. I want to ask some positive stuff, but you know, right now this is a big concern.
It is, Tony. It is a huge concern. But you know what? We've got great people here at the Lansing Police Department, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to go out there every day and do what we do and do it well. I have full faith and confidence in all my employees here, and we'll get through this, but it won't be easy. You're right, Tony.
Finally, before I let you go, do you have any concerns that you need the public's help with when it comes to investigations?
Certainly, Tony. You know, we started a business watch program, and we have a neighborhood watch, and the public is the eyes and ears of our community. We cannot be out there 24/7 around every corner, so we encourage people to take note, pay attention, and certainly call us. Call 911 if you see something that looks out of place. Look after your neighbor. Look after your business across the street, and let's help each other out through these tough times.
Have you had a recent conversation with the new chief of police for the city of East Lansing?
I'm not. I was seeing her today, though, so it should be fun to sit down and talk to Chief Liebler.
And the reason I ask you that is in talking with Fire Chief Tom Cochran and budget challenges, you start thinking about regionalization. Could you see in the forthcoming future where police is regionalized and merges occur between cities?
Absolutely, Tony. We've already have some things in place where we do some regional work together, for example, like our dive team. We work with Ingham County, Clinton County, Eaton County, so we have the Capital City Area Dive Team. So we've already taken some of those steps, and we'll continue to evaluate and look into things in the future and take additional steps towards that direction.
Is that something that could happen within the next 5 or 10 years?
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. I believe so, yes.
Teresa Szymanski is the Chief of Police for the City of Lansing. Chief, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony.